video and like YouTube started of the kid on the roller coaster with his like Aunt Janice.
That wasn't a roller coaster. It was in Florida. It was called the Slingshot. And it's this harness thing where
he was like flipping out and his chubby face was like, Janice! Janice!
She's laughing.
She laughed so hard. Oh my God. That, not to bring like the vibe down or whatever, but that, when YouTube or whatever was like a big thing and all those videos were coming out, my dad had just died and all the kids were like sitting around the table and watching all these videos, and one of his friends came in and we were laughing really hard and he didn't know he was dead yet. It was just kind of fucked up that we're all laughing so hard at that video. And he's like, oh, hey guys, what are you guys laughing at? Where's your dad? And we were like, we went from like crying laughing to be like, he's dead.
Oh my God.
At least you guys stop laughing. At least it wasn't like wow laughing.
He's dead. No, we literally all like turned and like he's like, hey, it's so good to see you guys. Where's your dad? And we were literally like, he's dead. Like dead serious. It was so funny.
That video's just playing in the background.
Janice! I'm falling!
What in tarnation?
My live shows, which you can see coming up July 18th in Austin, Texas, July 19th and 20th in Fort Worth, Texas, in Ohio, July 24th, Columbus, July 25th, Cincinnati, July 26th, Cambridge, July 27th, Canton, July 28th, Toledo, August 11th, Phoenix, Arizona, August 22nd, the Denver Improv, September 1st, San Jose Improv, September 4th, the Ontario, California Improv, September 5th, Irvine, California. September 19th, West Nyack, New York at Levity Live. And then October 24th, the Milwaukee Improv. And October 27th, Raleigh Improv, North Carolina. Get tickets at ajwilkerson.com.
I'm just saying that Mulan song goes hard.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
Some lady was singing it at, oh my God. We were at Rosie's Twin Kegs Friday night. And there was a lady there singing it in a wheelchair. Let's get down to business. That song. She was in a wheelchair singing. Everybody was singing with it. It was awesome.
Wait, what?
The song from Mulan.
It was a fever dream. It was amazing.
What song from Mulan?
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Like the song they sing when they start the training montage?
Yeah.
When he's like, what?
Mulan Rouge?
Yeah, he's like, what? They send me a bunch
Disney's
of bitches?
Mulan.
Oh.
Who are you talking about?
I'm so gay, I went cabaret. I'm so sorry. I was thinking Mulan Rouge.
Sometimes I go so gay, I go cabernet.
Wow, that's a fucking demolition, though. You're funny. Mm.
That's Kyler, like one of my favorite things about...
Kyler, was it?
What? That's one of my favorite things about you. Like, from the... You've always been so good at just, like, riffing on stage. You're so good at, like, being in the room.
Thanks. That's actually... I'm having a harder time doing that now.
Yeah?
And I'm doing more clubs. It feels like it's harder to be present because I want to focus so much on doing my jokes.
You'll get it back, though. You'll get it back, though. Because what I know what you're... Because I was the same way. Like, I got to the point where at bar shows, I could do kind of more of what I do now. But when I first went from bar shows to, like, being in real clubs, it's like, no, I have to be... Here, I have to be a professional, and I have to play within the rules. Mm-hmm. I have to color in the lines here a little bit. And then once you get comfortable with there, and once clubs start, like, really know you... And you're there, you know, like, then you just, it opens back up again.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to riff a lot in bars. because it's just a bar show. I feel like you have to like get their fucking attention, to get them to respect you. You have to like fucking, hey, I'm here.
It's like, it's just letting them know that's like, you know, we're both here, right? It's like, like we can make this fun.
That's why I went so ham on the, at that Broadway show. What was that?
Whiskey Jam.
That's why I went so hard at Whiskey Jam.
This
I
made motherfucker. That
dude, I made a dude get on stage with me and take his shirt off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Talk about dude.
But that's why I was like, I gotta fucking get these motherfuckers invested in what's happening over here.
Yeah.
And that's a good room to work a muscle. You know? Because, I mean, you give them a good time. I've done it twice. I gave them a really good time one time. And one time I ate shit. I said, but they weren't listening. You know what I mean? So like they just,
that's really on you.
Yeah.
This could have been a better time.
Yeah.
If you guys would have just turned your bodies this way.
We could all had a little fun.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do it. It blows my mind.
It's fun.
I think one of like my, I think it was like your first time hosting Backyard maybe. I think it might have been when he was doing Backyard, but I just noticed how good you were just riffing on the spot.
I will say it has had the opposite effect on me, though. I feel like I can do that on stage, and now in real life, I'm like, it's harder to get tuned into things and, like, have those conversations like that, because it's like, well, there's not enough of you watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to turn this on for three of you.
Kind
of thing sometimes, where it's like, also, I'm just, the battery is so low.
Yeah.
Because I go so hard on the stage that afterwards, there's like that lag of like, Like I gave it 110%.
Yeah. I feel, whenever I get off stage, I'm still on stage for like 10 more minutes, and then the adrenaline slowly starts to come down, and then it's like, okay, I don't want to be around anyone.
Because once that I'm up for so long usually afterwards, and then once that adrenaline crash hits, like because that adrenaline has still been pumping for so long, then it's just you don't realize how much more energy you're still expending even once you're not around the people anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like you had a 2-day hangover after those five shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just drained?
I kept waking up and I'm like, you're up. Hi. It's like 4 in the morning. I'm like, oh, hi. Still up.
Yeah, they were so much fun. The weekend at Zany's ripped. But
yeah.
There was a guy that, Jacob?
Jake Rubel.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That's my boy.
I'm telling you.
He was losing his shit.
I was crying.
Wait, which one did you, which day did you see?
The first show. And I was.
The lab.
The lab. Yeah. And I was literally only there for,
yeah.
I was only there for like 20 minutes. I had to leave. But I'm telling you, he had me crying. I was in tears.
He had me crying the second on Saturday. The first magician? Show. The magician.
Oh my god, dude.
He needs to do that every time. It's so fucking unhinged and funny.
I know.
Lucy or AJ or both of y'all told him that he looked like a magician.
Because he normally wears like flannels or like bright colored shirts and tie dyes, but he was just wearing a black t-shirt and jeans and his hair and, you know, like he has like the leather bracelets and all the stuff and the rings. And Lucy was like, you look like a magician right now. And so he was like, I'm going to go out there and say that. And then he literally went out and was like, you know, they said I look like a magician and blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, I'm going to come back out like a magician. And then he went back in, came back in the green room and then came back out. And he told Max, he was like, find me like some magician music. Went into the green room, went back out.
Maxed
out this incredible like 80s laser theme like music. And he's just going back and forth, like posing like a magician and doing like hand motions. It was fucking so funny.
It was so fucking funny. God. I was laughing so hard.
And then because we shotgun it, so he brought me up. And so when I went up, I was like, dude, when you say goodbye, like he has a bandana that he always keeps in his back pocket. I was like, dude, when you say goodnight and wave to them, toss the bandana up like you're disappearing and then just run.
I don't think he did. Did he?
He threw the bandana.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He definitely threw the bandana. I think, but he just threw the bandana and like did like that kind of thing.
Dude, he was
that funny little so funny. Face.
Oh my god!
And he didn't. So I didn't really see him do any material. I didn't think. I mean, he was just in there riffing on. The guy looking like a cop, and then like the guy's dad, and then his dad dying. Just a whole bunch of crazy shit. So, it was awesome.
Dude, that's how he and I, like, so when we first started like doing shows together, because we've been doing shows together for 3-4 years now. I used to be very like set list. Yeah. This is blah, blah, blah. But he would take like all of his bits, he'd go up, kind of figure out where he's gonna start, and then find his way into a joke. And then like maybe run a few jokes and then figure out something else. And he could like move shit around a little bit. And then I was like, oh fuck, I can do that. And then so I'd do that. And then I'd have like a good like a night where I had like a good like riff of like crowd work shit or something that like wasn't a joke I had prepared, and then he'd be like, fuck. I can do that. And so we would just, that iron sharpens iron thing back and forth. But dude, that's what I love about like Jake and being on the road is like, we can both just like go off the script and fuck something up. And then if somebody does like has something fun that happens, like we can both like play off of each other's shit back and forth. And it's super fun. That's my favorite part of like being on the road and like doing shows with the same people is like, you guys figure out how each other operate and how to like play with each other within that system that makes the show even better.
Yeah, because then that chemistry's like it's felt by, it's reciprocated by the audience. So these guys are bros having a hell of a time. Like I'm having a hell of a time. Yeah. I'm one of the bros with them.
Yeah.
Like Gig Harbor with like my girlfriend got me this hat. That callback was just constantly going because I have a joke about how Taryn got me this hat. And he was wearing a hat that she got him. So I said my joke, and then he came on later and was just, you kept that. It became a punchline.
A callback or what's it called?
Yeah, like a callback.
A callback or whatever. Yeah. I don't know anything.
I love Jake.
I'm not a comedian.
I love that he was in just
You're in trouble. It's my
thing. Jake, I love, we did the OKC Bricktown together, and after the first night, he was like, me and AJ used to do this. You should try it out. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, it's a challenge. Do your set backwards. And I was like, okay. And then I came back the next day and did my set backwards both shows, and I had so much more fun.
What?
Yeah. Like, I started with the wall bit, and I then went into, like, everything else.
Whoa.
And then I ended on the gay Afghanistan crime one. So it was like starting with the wall and then all this other stuff and just like finding, I was just doing shit all out of order and then ending on the gay Afghanistan crime. That joke hit so hard because of the amount of like space between the two. But no,
it's so interesting. Thinking about like, you said that, I just started thinking about like how I would do that. Like it just seems like it would fuck my brain up so much. Like throw you off whack.
It made it seem like it was new.
When you get in like that rhythm or like that flow state or like when you're in that pocket, it's easier than saying your alphabet backwards. Do you know what I mean? It's just
Yeah, because you still know it. That's so sick.
Well, because here's the thing. I couldn't do my set backwards now because I don't do my set's never exactly the same all the way through.
Yeah.
I'll literally forget my place. I don't know when that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like when I lose track because ADHD, I'm going to lose track of where I'm going.
Yeah.
I know it's going to happen. Yeah. So I built material and things around that. So I know when I do figure out where to come back, like I'm there.
You can get back into it.
I can get to it.
Yeah.
But in the in-between time, I'll just go into something and then go back to something else. Dude, I did a show, one of the lab shows, I got like a standing ovation, and I didn't even finish telling one of the whole jokes. Like somebody in the line at the merch table was like, by the way, you never finished about the bicycle. And I was like, shit, yeah, no, I literally told somebody in the crowd, I was like, bookmark this.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Next time I'm like, where the fuck was I going? you have my bookmark. Just yell bicycles. And we never got back to bicycles. That's so funny. I never finished that material at all.
You know that person was just sitting on the edge of their seat, just like,
bicycles, when can I do it? When can I do it? Bicycle.
Trying not to forget.
If someone but it did. It didn't matter to the entire room that I never got back to bicycles.
Yeah. Well, you just you're still being fun. But you're having a good time, man.
Good time. Yeah, that was a fucking great show, honey.
Shout out Dusty. Having a good time.
Is that
Brother? No, who?
Yeah. That's Dusty.
That's Dusty.
Oh.
You're talking about Sketch.
So sorry. Brother.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Yeah.
Brother?
I was on FaceTime with a girlfriend of mine, and she has a little son, and I was like, I wonder if he knows. I was like, hey, brother. And he, like, did all the, like, things. And I was like, this is crazy.
There's a teams. There's a players. There's a players. Yeah. Yeah, that's just
sick. I love how that kid's like, I'm not autistic. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm like, sick.
Yeah. Somebody showed me that. He's like, I'm not autistic. And I was like, the fuck you.
You're the most autistic. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's adorable, though. I'm happy for all his success. But
it's not that you're not autistic.
He's a real estate agent now?
What do you mean? No. He like, did some real estate stuff.
What?
Before he started streaming. Like it's like a
he looks like he's 19.
He's like 20 something.
He's like 26, 27.
That's 19. You're 19 until you're 30 to me.
Thanks.
How old are you?
I don't feel 19. I'm 24. Did
you just yeah, you're 19.
I'm telling you that it is her thing now. It is her thing now. No, that one.
No.
Yeah, I don't feel 19.
Thank you.
It's like you're basically being like, I do not consent to that.
Yeah. But. Get your positivity away from me. That's funny that he did real estate. Like, he was, like, selling homes or he bought a bunch of homes?
He was
living in a selling. Home.
Or he was living in a home.
He just had a house.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm in real estate, too.
Yeah, well, I'm also in real estate myself.
Yeah, you're either homeless or you're in real estate. That's basically
it's like a really positive way to think about something. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you doing, Noah? I'm in real estate.
So. I mean, yeah, me too, dude. I live in an apartment.
That's so funny because we were talking about this kid was like performing on the street. I was just in Spain and this like kid was performing on the street. And I was like, man, he's like so into it. And I was like, do you think tonight he was like, hey guys, yeah, I can't make it, but I'll call you after I have like a really important show tonight. And he's just like on the street performing. Is that like street performers are like... Oh, no, I can't. I have like, I don't a super know, important show tonight.
I don't know about European
tonight.
Street performers, but American open micers, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, I'll copy that.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I have a huge show tonight.
Here are my tour dates.
Come on. Yeah.
He hangs up his apron, picks up the wireless mic, and just steps around the counter of the Papa John's he works at.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, so we got a couple dine-ins tonight, I see.
Your pizza will be ready in 20 minutes to match. Plenty of time for me.
Wow. But kind of, yeah.
Now I need this crowd to get hotter than these ovens back here. Who's with me?
God bless him.
When I first started, I hosted an open mic in East Nashville for comedian Chef Greg. Shout out to me, Chef Greg. He's Chef Greg? Yeah, Chef Greg.
He's a comedian or a chef?
He's comedian, well, both.
Double entendre. Comedian Chef Greg.
But he would be
going by both titles, though.
He would be back there cooking, and he would come out.
Insane.
You can find me on Instagram at Comedian Chef Greg.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. But please welcome to the improv, Comedian Chef Greg.
Yeah. Listen, he's allowed to live.
What he just goes in there and starts cooking?
He just has an easy bake oven.
He goes in there and he's like, all right, well, this is how you make beef Wellington and whatever.
It's the same thing as she, her.
What?
Right? No, he just identifies as two different things. Or two.
And that's
different.
Okay.
And that's okay.
You know what? You're right. I retract my previous statements.
Sniff.
Let me tell you something.
He got the actual instead of a slap away that time. So he's like.
Oh, yeah.
Very fun thing to do is like sniff waiters and waitresses at a restaurant. Like you were sitting there and they come by and they give you a drink, like completely just ignore it after you do it.
In a cool way.
Oh my God, it's so much fun. You get away with anything. If you can.
Can you?
Yeah. Well.
That giant mountain of a man is sniffing people.
You might be able to get away with everything. Don't make him stand up. Yeah.
As long as it's not mean, you can get away with a lot of stuff. Like if you like just stand too close to somebody in line.
Yeah.
Like awkwardly close.
Oh,
like,
I do that all the time. Yeah, just, I don't even realize I'm doing it.
My favorite joke. This is way pre-stand-up, but my favorite like thing I would do to people to fuck with them. My favorite like icebreaker-y joke, like if somebody introduced me to somebody, and I love doing it to men the most. It's always mostly dudes. But it'd be like, dude, would you be offended if I was like, your hair smells really nice? And he's like, no, bro, thanks a lot. And I'll be like, okay, but what if I was a midget?
The stare.
How would you know? You're so little.
I'd be smelling different hair.
Oh, yeah. Your dick hair smells so good. Oh, wow. It's like your furniture looks great from out here. Yeah. Wow.
Yikes. You smell different when you're awake.
I love how she was like sitting there like, wait, if I can't smell his hair, he's too short. What are you talking about?
I didn't go deep into the perv, but I should have. I normally do.
Dude, one of my favorite things to do is whenever someone doesn't hear you, and they're like, what'd you say? And I'm like, your hair looks nice. I just say that, because then...
Almost say what?
Huh? Yeah.
What?
I knew it! I knew it!
I said, what? Huh?
5149.
5149.
Have you guys played the penis game? Because it's a lot of fun to play. I forgot about it. And then
like somebody starts whispering penis, and then you have to say it progressively louder.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Penis.
Penis.
Penis?
Penis.
Nice. Penis! It's fun to do in public.
Is that what y'all were doing in Spain?
Yeah. I dropped acid and took Spain in public. Took Spain in public.
Took Spain. She just took it in front of everyone. Yeah, just took Spain.
I feel like I have a contact high.
She's had a stroke, dude.
I feel like I might be high. Weird.
Took Spain in public.
I took the whole.
It's crazy.
I took Spain in public and started screaming penis.
I dropped a couple tabs of acid and balls deep in Spain.
But I did. And I had so much fun and I played the penis game.
Turns out I was just in Miami and I was by myself.
And then I woke up. Oh, shit. In Miami.
In Miami.
In a church.
Miami.
Woke up on like a lounge float in Cuba.
Yeah. I would.
You ever, like, try... What, are you from Nashville?
Yeah, I grew up in Nashville. I lived in Antioch, and then I moved to Laverne. So.
Which one's better?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, Laverne's right by Shirley, yeah, which is right. Nice.
Laverne's awesome.
Yeah.
LaVoyne.
It's slept on, but it's cool.
Is it? Where is it at?
It's right next to Antioch. Like, if you... There's a KFC and a Tiger Mart and, like, a Walgreens. That's like the threshold.
Okay.
Right after that, you're in Laverne.
So the only difference between Antioch and Laverne is a KFC of fucking what?
Those identify the border. Yeah. So once you make it across the border, you're safe.
You're safe.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, it's like a force field.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been to Laverne.
You should go check it out. It's the green in French.
Cute.
That's what Laverne means.
Yeah. Like, if you were being chased out of Antioch, they would stop at that Tiger Mart, parking lot, and be like, you better not come back here. You know what I mean? That's they stop and yell their threats from there.
Kicking rocks at us. Yeah, you get out of here, you stupid bastards.
Wow.
In our high school.
The equivalent of the old-timey county line. Be like, don't you ever come back across this county line.
Yeah. And our high school was in Smyrna.
Ooh. Smyrna?
Yeah.
Smyrna. I always thought it was just Smyrna.
Smyrna.
You have like an A in it.
It's. What do you mean an A? It's Smyrna. That's what they say it.
It sounded like you said Smyrna.
Smyrna. I don't know what we're talking
about. I gotta go. It's like they're trying to communicate.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Smyrna.
Smyrna. Smyrna. Smyrna. Smyrna. It's just Smyrna.
Yeah.
Smyrna.
Smyrna.
It's like if Mike Tyson and Ja Rule blended into one. Smyrna.
Oh fuck.
Help.
What's your favorite place you've been?
I've been to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Costa Rica's sick. Yeah. Me and my uncle went to Costa Rica. Sick, dude. And we stayed. He has a wife up there.
So oh.
We stayed
up.
He has a wife up there?
Yeah, his wife lives in Costa Rica.
Okay. Oh. And he doesn't live
there. Okay, but
he works here and then moves over there for like a couple weeks in Costa
Rica. But the way you said it, you said he has a wife in Costa Rica, which made it sound like
he's got hoes in different area codes. Yeah, that's what it fucking sounded like.
No, it's just his wife. Okay. So we stayed with them.
Jamaica.
And then,
wow.
Sorry, I have a doctor's note.
He got a 504.
504.
That's what they called him when I was in school. When your doctor was like, all right, hey, treat this one a little different. That's what it is.
Oh, we got like a 911 code. Hey, we got a 504.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
We got a, you lost, buddy? Hey, why don't you get out of the street, little fella?
Jake at fucking 6 in the morning.
What?
Spider monkey.
Okay.
Oh,
where
God.
Was it Louisville?
Yeah.
After Louisville, we drove back from the shows that night.
Oh, yes.
So Jake told you about the story?
Yes.
Okay.
Fucking
so
crazy.
But when we got back to her house, I was still awake the rest of the night. Like, I drove us back, was still awake, just wired for sound or whatever. At like 6 in the morning.
I drove us back.
You did drive us back. Yeah. I was still wired. I was still wired. My bad.
Been taking women credit.
I know.
Well, we did.
It's okay. I don't care.
I didn't drive us back because you had my car.
Yeah.
Oh. Now we're playing a weird game.
It was Mr. Plum in the library.
I know. Whose dick is harder? Hey, titties. Brother.
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 Special titties, special boys.
Anyway, Jake called me at like 6 in the morning, and I was still awake, obviously, and to tell me that story. And she like wakes up, because I'm trying to whisper with Jake, but obviously.
No, you didn't. Anyway. I woke up to you giggling, bro.
Not me yelling into the phone.
No, you wouldn't, but I did hear you giggling. And I was like,
I can't help the volume.
What did the giggle sound like?
I mean, you were just like.
That's it. Literally that. Best giggle.
It's little giggles.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just being so happy to make that noise.
Yeah.
Giggle boy. What did he say?
He can't turn it off.
Oh, well, I get that. Here it is. We lost one.
You guys.
I knew we would.
You guys make the funniest fucking noise.
I knew so awesome. Knew it.
Me?
Yeah, getting you guys started is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, yeah girl.
Anyways,
back to the story.
So, yeah, what made you giggle? What did he do?
He was telling me this story about he was coming home from Louisville. He was driving back to his house, and it was, like, the middle of the night. And he comes around, like, this sharp corner on, like, a graded, like, a road with, like, a sloped, like, a grade.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this, like, autistic kid just in the road. Or, I'm sorry, Down syndrome kid in the road. And so he, like,
get, you know, and then pulls over, hits, you know, like gets off the street, off the road, pulls over, and then goes to get this kid off the road because another car is coming. So he's like talking to this kid and whatever, and this lady stops and is like, "You got him," basically. And then keeps going. Jake calls the sheriff's office. The they send somebody out.
He's so high.
Jake is so high.
That's that's the reason he said he saw the kid is because he was driving like 40.
Well, he didn't know he had Down syndrome. Yeah. He just saw some kid run out in the middle of the street and like sit down basically, right?
Yeah.
And he was so high and he was driving slow.
Dude, I'd have had a panic attack. Dude, if I was
he called the police for the kid, and then was like, "Oh, I'm high right now, car has weed in it."
Yeah, the only thing the kid knew, they're like, "Where's your house?" And he's like, "I live in Grandma's house, hill. And it's blue."
Yeah,
like he only knew two things.
Well, I mean, if I get two clues, man, you better figure it out.
Yeah, you call yourself a detective? Play a game, bitch. Yeah. Let's find where this kid lives. Blue house. Grandma's house.
But I was giggling because, like, Jake was saying. But I was giggling because Jake was saying, like, when the cop got there, the kid wasn't, like, engaging or talking with the police officer. So Jake was still there and talking to the kid, and the kid was responding to Jake, and the cop was, like, looking at him. And Jake was like, I told him, I said, I have experience dealing with these people.
I mean, what a way to like wake up.
giggles.
You imagine that cop dude. Like, yeah, why is he talking to you? What'd you do this kid? If I had a bag of weed, I'd offer him a blunt. Like, hey, you little man, you ever smoked a blunt? How old was the kid?
What did he say, like 15?
Oh, yeah.
14? I think it was a teen.
Okay, yeah. Man, hop in this thing. We're gonna hotbox till the cops get here. We'll figure it out. When they get here, I'm leaving.
No, but I guess the kid like sleepwalks or something, and so he'd like woken up in the woods by the highway and just like started heading to the highway.
God damn.
And then, but the innocence to just be like, I'm gonna go to the highway, there's people, and then if I just wait, somebody will help me.
Lock the fucking doors.
Well, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. He got the right one. Jake is a sweetheart of a human being.
Yeah,
a
great guy. It's a blue
house on his own incarceration to get that kid a professional to help him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he went to jail? That'd be so fucked up.
Yeah, dude, Jake was just out there playing Peanut Butter Falcon in the middle of the night. Dude, just fucking... My sweet boy's a real Shia LaBeouf, dude.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jake was also saying it was crazy because he almost didn't leave the Airbnb when he did, but he couldn't, like, sleep. He couldn't, like, fall back asleep after he got Jay out to, you know, get on the plane or whatever. So if he had fallen back asleep, he wouldn't have been there.
And somebody might have been flying around that corner when that kid ran down in the street.
Yeah.
That would have sucked him in that guy.
Ooh.
imagine going to sleep 2 weeks later. Feel like shit.
Yeah, so.
And that was the Jake guy that opened?
Yep.
What a fucking guy, dude.
Yeah, what a guy. Jake rips.
Yeah, he's a, like, green flag dad energy, you know? Yeah. He's got three kids, so he's just like, I'm kid.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's so sweet. He's so funny. He's so fucking so funny, dude.
Where's he from?
Indiana.
Spencer, just outside of, like, Bloomington.
Indiana got a cool scene up there?
They got some cool spots. They got some cool scenes. Indy's pretty cool. I've done, like, I've done Let's Comedy Festival. I've done Fort Wayne. I've done, like, three different clubs all in that little area. Always real good.
That's There's Summit City, right?
Yeah.
Summit City
is more like Fort Wayne, like a little further north. But that whole like air part of Indiana is really fucking good.
They were
like,
fun. They were really fun.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place you've been inside the United States? It isn't Costa Rica.
Laverne. I'll give you two. Laverne, Antioch.
I like to go to Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never been to like, I mean, I've been to Florida, like, you know, but like always to Disney. I never like went to like beaches really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Disneyland, man.
Like,
Disneyland.
If I had to go, like, to a trip, I'd just go to Ohio.
Yeah? Yeah, have you ever been to Cedar Point up there?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, I fucking love Cedar Point, dude. The roller coasters.
Kings Island, too.
Oh.
There's
a... what's it called? I almost said Roller Coaster World. There's a theme park in Ohio?
Yeah, Sandusky. It's called Cedar Point. It's got, like, a lot of groundbreaking roller coasters there.
Also, the Columbus Zoo's got a little theme park. Like a little water park.
Cute.
For a sec.
Yeah, they got to get their kick somehow in Indiana.
Yeah.
Roller coasters.
I just saw...
Holiday World in Indiana, isn't it?
I don't know about that one.
On a theme park, people got stuck upside down. It wasn't the show. It was in real life.
What?
A theme park, people got stuck upside down for 30 minutes.
Eesh. Isn't that bad for your brain?
Like a couple grand to me.
Yeah, you pass out.
For 30 minutes.
That's too much.
That's way too much.
Did
like a theme park or like a carnival?
No. Oh, a carnival.
Okay.
I don't trust
carnival. Not as much money in a lawsuit in that one.
No.
Also,
good luck. They'll just change the LLC name.
Yeah.
They'll just load up and go to another state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. Carnivals are dangerous.
I know.
Yeah. I've gotten stuck in one of those, the like zipper rides. With the, like, cages, and it goes like this, and then the cages rotate,
oh,
too.
Oh, God.
And they were trying to, like, get us off the ride, but our cage just kept doing
it. No!
I almost threw up everywhere.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I have such a, like, a...
Yeah.
Final Destination fucking fear of, like, roller coasters and stuff now.
That's why I can't do tanning beds.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, lady with the contacts melted her eyes or shit.
Yeah, I don't fuck with tanning beds. But roller coasters.
I like roller coasters. I love roller coasters. I love
roller coasters. But I do get paranoid on certain roller coasters.
Yeah, same.
Dude, Space Mountain.
I love Space Mountain.
At Disney World, I'm paranoid as fuck about Space Mountain.
Because you can't see?
No, because one, my mom almost fell out of the ride in the 80s.
What?
Like when my mom went for their like senior... skip day, grad night, whatever. In high school, my mom was like 90 pounds or whatever, and she literally slipped out of the shoulder harnesses, and the dude that she was riding with had to like hold her into the ride.
For that's the rest fucking of the wild.
Oh, yeah. No, ma'am.
So I was already paranoid about that, but the first time
you
don't
weigh 90 pounds, babe.
I know. But
I worry that's going to happen to me, too.
Wait, what about the kid? I did in seventh grade. I was like 98 pounds and 6'1".
Jesus. Okay.
Because I had an 8-inch growth spurt.
Hey, yeah. Yeah.
And then I grew another.
I had a hog on me.
No. Still don't, dude. I got a micro pig. I got
those are the best, dude.
Don't talk about my man oinker, like that.
And just a little curly, cute oinker, dude. No, anyway. So I grew another 3 inches during that school year. So the end of that school year when we went to Disney, I was 6'4". And, like, I wasn't going to slip out, but I love roller coasters, and I, like, put my hands up on a roller coaster. And Space Mountain, I went to put my hands up, and I hit something coming out of the tunnel. Mm-mm. So then I was like, ooh, hands down. And then the entire ride, I was like, oh, this is how close you are to, like, other parts of the track and shit like that.
Yeesh.
Because it's all indoors and in the dark, and it's hard to see. So it's like, I don't see it well enough to know when to pull my hands down. So I'm going to just leave my hands down.
Oh, damn.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I also get paranoid a little bit on those, the ones where your legs free hang.
Yeah.
Because same long legs, I kind of like, I engage my core and keep my legs up.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like, while getting yanked around. But,
do you guys remember the video when like YouTube started of the kid on the roller coaster with his like Aunt Janice?
It wasn't a roller coaster. It was in Florida. It was called the Slingshot. And it's this harness thing where
he was like slipping out, and his chubby face was like, Janice!
And she's laughing.
She laughs so hard. Oh my God. That, not to bring like the vibe down or whatever, but that, when YouTube or whatever was like a big thing and all those videos were coming out, my dad had just died, and all the kids were like sitting around the table and watching all these videos, and one of his friends came in and we were laughing really hard and he didn't know he was dead yet. It was just kind of fucked up that we're all laughing so hard at that video. And he's like, oh, hey guys, what are you guys laughing at? Where's your dad? And we were like, we went from like crying laughing to be like, he's dead.
Oh my god. At least you guys stopped laughing. At least it wasn't like wow laughing.
He's dead. No, we literally all like turned and like he's like, hey, it's so good to see you guys. Where's your dad? And we were literally like, he's dead. Like dead serious. It was so funny.
That video's just playing in the background. Janice!
I'm falling. Oh my god, it's
he's dead. Janice!
the slingshot? Yeah. That's how I knew where it we did one. Oh my god,
that shit was so funny, that video.
We went to Florida for our senior trip. Janice. And I did I have it on video too.
It's at Busch Gardens in Tampa, I think.
Yeah?
I don't like the roller coasters where it's like you feel like you're falling. Like Tower of Terror. Fall?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, now you're dropping. It's like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, those are
so
fun.
Put me in a little car, take me around a couple things.
One of my favorite ones actually is the Hulk ride at Islands of Adventures where it starts in that tunnel and you're like slow clicking up and then without warning it just launches.
That's like the Mr. Freeze in Six Flags Over Texas.
I'm a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride kind of girl. You guys
did you say Mr. Toad?
I sure did. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Do you guys not remember that?
Where's that?
It's at Disneyland.
Oh, I've never been.
Oh.
What is it?
It's for kids.
West Coast. The West Coast Disney.
Oh, yeah. California?
Not the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Disneyland. I always went to the world.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know.
And you're like, that's cool.
There's another one, right?
Yeah, the California one.
Yeah, there's Florida, California, and there's another one.
It's like Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know where it was.
That one I haven't been to.
Yet. Me neither. Imagine, like, well, I went to that one.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wait, one of my favorite places. Yeah, Japan.
I don't like the roller coasters that don't have, like, I don't like to just have, like, just something over my lap, especially if we're going upside down. I like to have something over my shoulders.
Yeah. See, I can see that one, like, unclicking. Where this, like, what's your seatbelt going to do?
But
these ones do both. These ones, like, come down, and then there's a seatbelt in the middle that clicks.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes you feel safer.
Yeah.
Most water rides, sorry.
No, I don't even know what I was saying.
Oh, most water rides, I don't really either. They don't have, like, the shits. Like, you're just sitting in a thing.
Yeah. Because
you're not really going up that high. It's like, most water rides I've been in don't have any seatbelts. Things that go down, you're just fucking...
It's that one bar that goes across the whole
ride. Not even, dude. Like, if you go on...
like Splash Mountain?
Yeah, you're just sitting in a thing.
Yeah, but you're not going to go anywhere.
That's fucking terrifying.
They have the thing. They have the bar that goes across the whole row that comes down across everybody's lap.
That's all you need.
So it's super loose. It's, like, based on whoever's...
Like the Indiana Jones ride.
But have you ever done...
One thing down.
When the Splash Mountain drops, like I'm seeing, like that's where you can have a situation like my mom, like a 92-pound girl slip out because she's in the same row with us.
Gain weight, bitch.
And she just...
Bulk up, bitch.
Like a 7-year-old just hits the windshield of the log behind us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
Have you ever done like one of those big, tall, white ones that, where you're not attached to anything, no tube or nothing? It's just you and you
like
go down.
Like an actual water park
line. Yeah, and you go down like this, and it's there's one in Schlitterbahn in Texas where it's like
Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, it's the tallest. It's like one of the tallest ones, and it goes straight down like this. And whenever I did it, I felt my back come off the slide.
Yeah, that freaks me out. Water parks, I think, maybe are scarier to me than.
Yeah.
Regular. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not a big water park guy.
I don't ride anything open. I'm too heavy. Like they have like at National Shores, they have this big like taco looking thing. Like start up here and go down and up, and it's like all open. I won't do that one.
Are you on a raft? What are you on?
You're sitting on a little like
tube.
Yeah.
Or like a boogie boardy kind
of. Yeah, there's no, like yeah, you're just sitting on an inflatable.
Yeah.
That's, no, 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 I'm with you. The open ones that like spin around and like the tube could go up the side and like over and out of the half pipe.
Yeah,
no thing. That's a no for me too, Doug. Yeah. I'm with you.
No, thank you.
I'm with you. Also, the ones that are enclosed, like the full like McDonald's play area slide style ones, with the full tunnels. Dude, even some of those, like at my size, I'll get whipped around a corner and bounced through that tube. I'm not sliding through that tube.
Yeah, and it just every time I like see a roller coaster like a carnival or like Natural Shores, I'm just looking at the nuts and bolts on the thing, holding that thing together. I'm like, I don't know if that's been changed recently or was the last time that was tightened.
I got a lock nut on it.
It's just like carnival rides are put together by like us.
I did it.
Yeah, so. It's just like people like us are just like, oh, fucking, I gotta go put together this Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
I don't fuck with Ferris wheels.
Ramblers. Built by ramblers and gamblers.
Mm. Yeah. Carnivals are just built by comedians.
That looks sick. Now that's funny. Carnival?
Oh, boy.
That's fucked up. Everyone dies at the end.
You're stuck upside down on the roller coaster. And someone's like, all right, I'm going to give you my... We've got 30
minutes.
Now
that I have your attention...
He said he's going to be up here for 10 minutes, and I've got a solid.
Jesus.
I would, like, try to, like, make it go faster, like, the blood go faster to my head so I could just pass out.
Yeah, wiggle around more.
I know, it's wild.
You'll make me pass out.
It would be so uncomfortable.
What?
Being upside down for 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, full upside down.
Yeah, and I get claustrophobic, so.
Same girl. Yeah,
that's why I don't fuck with the inside water, like the water slide tunnel things.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I get
lazy
so
Lazy River, though? All day long.
Yeah.
Dude. All day.
Have you seen the cool Lazy River? Oh, I sent it to you on Instagram, and you're like, I'm too claustrophobic for that. It was like the techno Lazy River that's like inside. It has all the lights. I'm like,
yeah.
Let's go to that.
It depends on if that's the whole Lazy River or just a section of the river.
I don't know.
If I get to see that every 30 minutes, that'd be awesome, dude.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What a little treat.
Like a quarter of the track is through the tunnel with the lights and shit. Hell yeah.
There was just so many people in it and you couldn't see the end of it. And I don't like that.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you guys ever just float like on the river?
I keep trying to get them to go.
Well,
you
I'll go.
Need to go.
Yeah.
Or kayaking.
Like,
Cabrillin', bro.
I haven't done it here, but so much in Wisconsin, fun. I did. I used to float through Apple River all the time. Yeah. So
in
much
Florida,
fun.
I would float the Ishmetuckney and go to the springs and do all that kind of stuff. I'm a freshwater boy.
I love the water.
Yeah, man.
I live in her pool.
You gotta come kayaking sometime.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I love that shit.
I know. I keep talking to them about it.
I know. I'm down.
No, we went to a place Sunday.
Where'd you go?
Fancher Falls.
Okay.
It's in...
Laverne.
Cookville. Laverne.
It's Smyrna. In Smyrna.
Smyrna.
No, it's in Cookville.
Okay.
And it's like, you have to cross the lake, so you gotta be careful with like the boats. But then you just hug the right side, and you get to this waterfall that like you can only get to it by kayaks and boats.
Cute.
Cool. Oh yeah, it's dope.
That's sick.
I want one of those paddle boats.
Mm. That'd be cute. Like a tandem one, or you want to be a
little? Yeah, okay. Either. I was thinking about the side-by-side ones.
For you two?
Hey, man. I do whatever. The banana boats are sick.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Little side-by-side paddle boat, me and you, with one of those little, like...
Umbrellas?
Little umbrella, dude.
Little drinks, little fancy drinks.
Little picnic basket.
Little fancy liquid deaths.
Fancy drinks, fancy liquid deaths, dude.
Yeah.
Cute.
Little hibiscuses in them.
Ooh. Talk dirty. Cute.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the sun. I mean, there's nothing better, you know? I love the water. It's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever have like any embarrassing water stories? Any embarrassing boatings or kayaks?
I mean, just silly little things. One time I like kind of sharted really bad.
Kind of. I don't think there's a kind. I think there isn't.
Okay,
a
hard shart. It was a hard shart. Hard shart.
You can't downplay it. All right,
you got me.
Smyrna.
Hard shart. I was very embarrassed, and the water was very cold, and I had to get in there and, you know, clean up. You got to clean up.
Yeah.
You got to clean up.
We got to do first step.
Step one.
clean up.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's the only step.
Yeah, really.
Step one. Step two. Burn everything. Stop talking to anyone that you know.
Step three. Move
to Laverne. Yeah,
step one. Clean up. Step two. Leave the scene.
Yeah.
Step three. Move.
Yeah. Move. Burn everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fake
death. Because I shit my pants like twice a month. I'd run out of places to go.
Okay. I was born to be rambling, man.
If that, oh my God, that would suck if that was what you had to do. Every time you shit your pants, you have to move.
Yeah.
I'd be so.
It's like a federal law.
Yeah.
I'd be so into real estate.
There's a company I read about in Japan, or like companies in Japan called like Night Movers.
What?
And like in Japan, like because of like debt or like shame or whatever, if you want to like just restart your life, these companies will help you like disappear overnight with like and move you, get you a new identity, new job, new everything like that. And it's like this well-known like thing in Japan.
Yeah, they're like
so you need like a night mover, dude. Every time you shit your pants, you got a night move.
That'd be sick.
Night move. Just a
I'm actually on my fourth one.
Yeah.
Originally, I was named Jacob.
They just give you like a punch card, dude. They're like, you're our most. You're
well, you
our
get best your customer. 6-1 free.
That'd be sick. Yeah,
that would be sick.
I mean, I would use it a lot. I shit my pants often.
And you get to pick your name on number 6, dude. You get to pick like what you want to be next.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I like that.
What would you? If you could restart right now, what would your name be? Like if you had to pick a new name.
A new name? Yeah. I don't know.
Like you're about to move to another country.
I gotta change my name completely.
Yep.
I don't know. I'll probably go with something boring and plain.
Yeah, dude. I'd move to London and be Dickens McGillicuddy.
Dickens McGillicuddy?
Dickens McGillicuddy, dude. In London? Hell yeah. Just a soccer hooligan with a drinking problem?
A soccer hooligan.
Fuck yeah, dude. Join a street gang.
That's nice.
Stab some boy.
Carry a bunch of knives.
You know, you don't want to fuck with Dickie, dude. Dickie McGillicuddy.
He's crazy.
Fucking crazy, dude. He's a fucking loony boy, that one is.
Yeah.
He's off his girlfriend. You like Tom Hardy. What's that movie with Tom Hardy? He's like a British gangster.
Bronson?
No, the one with Shia LaBeouf when they all have really good haircuts.
No, yeah. He's an old-timey American gangster.
Yeah,
that's
Tom,
the one about the moonshot being moonshiners.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about Tom Hardy plays him and a twin brother, and they're like British gangsters.
I know what you're talking about.
It's
a good movie.
I do.
I think I changed my name to Sinitra.
Hey.
Kind of the same. Kind of different.
Sinitra.
Maybe kind of hard to find a job.
Brother, I'm not moving to work.
Exactly.
Well, you just
if we're gonna change shit, I'm gonna be like, fuck you, money rich.
Oh no! See, I would change and like work join at like a restaurant. Join a street gang. Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe I just go by the name Dyke.
Dyke.
I'd become a London street tough.
You be Dyke. I be Dyke.
That would be a rap name, Dixie Dyke.
Dixie Dyke. And what's so funny is that she's not gay.
Yeah, that would. That's she's like pandering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about the wrenches.
It's
in
like
the plan
Will.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, listen, what you're talking about is what's going to make her money.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Well, she's gay for pay then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
1,000%.
I for sure am.
Dixie Normus?
I'm not going to let you do it.
Dixie Normus?
Dixie Normus.
Dixie Normus?
Wow.
The rapper?
Dixie Normus.
Has anyone ever used that? Dixie
Normus? I'm
pretty
sure there's got to be like a porn star.
There's got to be a drag queen called Dixie Normus.
Maybe.
What was Fancy's? Fakasha Bedingfield? Fakasha Bedingfield. Standing to the front door.
Mm-hmm. That was good. Very close to what she saw. And it's trying to do. For something in the distance.
Oh.
Is that the song you're singing?
Yeah. I can move to New York City, become like a Hasidic Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can go by Briss Farley.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's funny.
I wouldn't like do them or anything. Like I wouldn't become like a rabbi. Like I
no,
wouldn't do
that's
a
annoying.
That's
right.
Weird.
Yeah, that's annoying.
God, I'm so stoned. This is awesome. Briss Farley. I'm just thinking of like
Briss Farley is pretty funny.
Briss Farley.
You gotta put that in like an AI generator and make like a Hasidic Jew Briss Farley.
Briss Farley.
I bet he'd still be alive. Where's your piece, Briss Farley?
I don't know.
Briss Farley, one of my idols.
Same.
100%.
He's the best.
I lived in a van down by a river.
He lived too fast. I don't know. I think he would have died in multiple different times. Yeah.
Bunch of matzo
balls.
That's
why I identify so hard with Chris Farley. It's why I can never try.
What about matzo balls?
Well, we're talking about acidic Chris Farley.
Oh.
So he matzo balls.
He ate too many matzo balls. He ate too many latkes and had a heart attack.
What's a latke?
Why can't you do
that? A latke is a Jewish food. It's like a really sexy hash brown.
Oh.
Oh, I've had those.
Yeah, they're fucking good. They eat them with either sour cream or...
They got them at Waffle House?
No.
It's like a pancake. It's like a big, slutty fucking hash brown. It's really fucking good.
We celebrated Hanukkah with Marcus Lustig.
Yeah.
And they served that. I just thought it was hash browns. I was like, they're fucking serving hash browns. This is awesome.
No, it's just it's a potato latke. It's a...
Huh.
Latke.
I say it right?
Latke.
Latke, yeah.
What were you saying about Chris Farley?
I don't remember.
You said that you identify with him and that's why you can't do cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, that... I watched that documentary about him and, like, when they were talking about how, like, he... Like, couldn't turn that off. As like, that addictive personality kind of thing. And, like, that... I don't know. I feel like I chase that same thing.
Do you?
Yeah. Chris Farley's right there. I keep pointing because he's right there on the Saturday Night Live box, and I put him right there for a reason.
Right. Okay, but should we talk about your addictive personality traits? What do you mean?
Have you ever had a latke?
Have you ever had matzo ball soup?
Okay, is that good?
No, like that, like kind of just that thing. Like if I found something that worked for me, that like made me feel like me and my brain were operating at the same pace, I'd be addicted to that.
Don't weed? Isn't that weed?
No.
No?
No. Weed is like.
You mean like if you've ever, if you did cocaine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, don't do cocaine.
That's why. No, I know that.
Cocaine. Don't do cocaine.
Yeah.
Help. Okay, good. Great.
Yes.
Glad. Yeah,
that's why I smoke weed, is because it's kind of like a. Just. Suppress it. My brain's always moving and doing stuff 24/7. It's like I stay with a vape pen just to make sure, like, THC is kind of like what they thought Focalin and Adderall would do to me, you know, like all the ADHD medication. I grew up taking a lot of ADHD medication.
It's like it just tunes out the static. Like, if you remember FM radio,
yeah,
like if you get the station, but it wasn't the actual correct station number, so you could hear the songs, but it was all fucked up. Smoking weed is like one click over on the dial. It's like, oh, I actually tuned in a little bit, and like there's still a little bit of here and there because I'm still there's some I'm moving, you know. But I can hear the song now.
That's a great way to put that. Oh, dude, the purple pipe with the shirt is sick.
Oh,
yeah,
you look like a paraplegic. I used to know.
You look like a paraplegic. I used to
know. Yeah, I used to know a paraplegic. Yeah, he looked.
And that's a compliment.
No, yeah, he's cool as hell.
He's cool as hell. He's got legs to stand on.
But he did.
Yeah, I got a leg right over there.
You have a leg?
Yeah. Is that leg's in my special? Well, not that one. One of them. But a leg like it is in my special.
That's awesome.
That's not the same leg?
No, he brought me another, like,
how
a spare.
How many fucking, oh.
He was like, yo, I actually need that one. Here's this one.
How many shoes do you have?
No,
how many legs do you need? Well,
no,
it's an
how
accessory.
Many dudes' legs are you taking is where my brain went. Stop taking dudes' legs.
No.
AJ.
Babe, this is
getting weird.
How about, I don't want your legs.
I don't want your legs.
He's addicted to the game.
Dude, yeah, I got another.
This is better than cocaine. Concaine.
I have another veteran buddy, Shiloh Harris, who's gonna give me a set of prosthetic ears, dude. I'm gonna just collect a potato head best friend.
Oh, that's a potato head. If you start fucking it, I'm out.
Oh my.
The thing that you collect, whatever this like robot person Lars in real life fucking type shit's happening.
Just build your own like.
They bring me the lube and the leg.
No. Oh,
fuck. This sets you up on a pulley system and kicks himself in the nuts.
Wow.
She just comes downstairs one night and is like, what is happening? And I pull the Iron Man, the Robert Downey Jr., and be like, let's be honest, you've walked in on me doing way weirder stuff.
And that is true. And that is true.
Oh, fuck.
What a fun time. Yeah, how funny if we have like 1 hour left. No, it's only been 15
we're
minutes.
We're at a minute 20 or a minute 28. An hour 20.
Yeah, we're like.
That's it.
Yeah, we could
wrap.
That's a wrap.
Oh, we
could wrap. We could whatever.
Do you have to say show notes again or show dates again?
Yes. Yeah. And show then, notes again. Do you want to shout out your social media?
Yeah.
We've been filming the whole time. Did you know that?
Oh my god!
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I'm telling you, like a Truman Show moment. I gotta get out of here.
I thought we were just talking. You can follow me on Instagram at Kyler Finney Comedy or Flop Sweat Comedy. That's where we post all of our sketches.
Flop what?
Flop Sweat.
Flop Sweat.
FLOP Sweat.
Where did that name come from?
It's the when you're like really nervous on stage and your brow starts to sweat, that's called flop sweat.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's where that name comes
from. What's it called when you get really nervous on stage and everything sweats? What's that called?
Sniggle fits.
A good time.
Anxiety?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
Swamp ass.
Swamp ass.
My live shows, which you can see coming up July 18th in Austin, Texas, July 19th and 20th in Fort Worth, Texas, in Ohio, July 24th, Columbus, July 25th, Cincinnati, July 26th, Cambridge, July 27th, Canton, July 28th, Toledo, August 11th, Phoenix, Arizona, August 22nd, the Denver Improv, September 1st, San Jose Improv, September 4th, the Ontario, California Improv, September 5th, Irvine, California, September 19th, West Nyack, New York at Levity Live, and then October 24th, the Milwaukee Improv, and October 27th, Raleigh Improv, North Carolina. Get tickets at ajwilkerson.com.
Ow!
Also, what a schedule, thanks for tuning into the podcast. Thanks for stopping by the Tard Yard. Please remember to follow our Patreon. You can tune in, get bonus part content, extra whole 30 minutes of episode content that you can't see because you're not, or here because you're not following on Patreon. So check us out on Patreon at Tardation Nation.
Go fuck yourselves.
Just kidding. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Tardation Nation.
What a schedule, dude. Fuck yeah.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
I'm glad that I have to pee so bad.
Look at that.
I know.
Look at that.
Right on the money.
Was that good timing? I really totally forgot that we were recording. I thought we were just talking for a while.
What in tarnation?